Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Human papillomavirus is something that you've been hearing about in the media lately because now there's a vaccine for young girls and now even boys. And, you know, you're hearing about it in many different ways, whether it's linked to cervical cancer or even now, as we heard in the media recently, it can be linked to throat or head and neck cancers. And my guest is Dr. Kenneth Magid, and he's practiced dentistry for over 40 years, and he's currently the director of predoctoral laser dentistry and associate clinical professor at NYU College of Dentistry. Welcome to the show, Dr. Magid. Tell us a little bit about HPV and its link to throat cancer, head and neck cancers.
Thank you for having me. The first thing is that HPV is one of the causes of oral cancer, and oral cancer can also includes throat cancer and cancer of the pharynx. HPV is the reason for the largest growth we've seen in oral cancer, but we're talking about a cancer that will infect 42,000 people in 2013. It's been growing every year. There was 11% jump in 2007 in oral cancers, which is staggering. Oral cancer is also one of the cancers that is responsible for far more deaths than many of the cancers we hear about, like uterine cancer and things like that, except oral cancer really is not an aggressive cancer. The problem is that oral cancer, unfortunately, is not diagnosed until late, and we can talk about that. Michael Douglas's case is one that has brought it back into the news, and it's always nice when, you know, it's unfortunate for him, but, you know, good to get the word out when people of fame and celebrity contract a disease like oral cancer. But to give you an idea, he's not the first. Sigmund Freud, Babe Ruth, Grover Cleveland, Ulysses S. Grant, Alan King, Ben Gazzara.
Well, I interviewed Peter Tork from the Monkees, and yep, he had it as well. Now, when we talk about the HPV link, first of all, do you think this is a test everybody should just get at least once to see if they have HPV?
No. The fact is that HPV at this point is pandemic in our society, with adults. And the vast majority of people who contract HPV, it will not lead to anything, all right? The vast majority of people get it, it will be resolved by the body, and it will just go away within a year or two. So to say that everybody should be tested for HPV, every adult should be tested for HPV, no. First of all, what would you do about it if you tested it? We don't have a cure for it. And second of all that we're going to do is scare people into, oh my God, I've got HPV, what do I do now? Well, the reality is, for 90% of the people, do nothing, and your body's going to get rid of it. It's people who have had HPV in the oral cavity for a long period of time, or HPV in the cervix for a woman, or the penis for a man, or anal HPV, and they have it for a long period of time, which doesn't resolve in a year or two, those are the people who it can lead to oral cancer. So the answer is not to screen everybody for HPV. The answer is to screen everybody for oral cancer on a regular basis.
Now, who would do that, Dr. Magid?
Well, first of all, a dentist. I mean, that's the first line of defense. And it is staggering to me that when they did a study of people who had been to the dentist on a regular basis, less than 15% of those visiting a dentist report having an oral cancer screening.
And what's involved in the screening?
Well, not a lot. So the first thing is the dentist got to ask you any lumps, swellings, bumps in your mouth, and, you know, anything you want to tell me about, chronic hoarseness, things that you're aware of that just don't feel right. That's the first thing. The second thing is a simple visual examination of the oral tissues. In other words, hold the tongue out with a piece of gauze, look at both sides of the tongue, the back of the tongue, and the underside of the tongue. Have the patient say, ah, and look down there. Feel the neck and throat. palpate the areas. First thing is to do it with just an ordinary dental light with a dentist who's skilled in doing that. The one of the problems is, and the problem with oral cancer, the reason it kills so many people, even though it is not an aggressive cancer, all right? If you find it early, 90% survival rate. If you find it late, 50% survival rate, which is terrible, okay? And the problem is 66% of all oral cancers are found stage 3 or 4. It's terrible.
Now, is this because there are, I mean, we have lymph glands like crazy all around our neck and throat. You know, I mean, my mom, you know, you used to, and I'm a mother, so you feel the throat and you feel for swollen lymph glands. Is it because you might miss it, just feeling like they're, you know, just a swollen gland or you got a virus?
No. What it is, first of all, if you have a swollen gland or a virus, it's gone in a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But if you've got a lump and it's been there for a month, thought needs to be looked at. The reason it gets missed so much is unfortunately, early changes in tissue that are oral cancer or the earlier stages, what we call dysplasias, or what we call carcinoma in situ. These are the very, very early stages. Or even the stage 1 and 2 oral cancers. Unfortunately, they look like everything else in the mouth. They don't look that abnormal. And that's where we have devices. So I said, first thing a dentist should do is examine you with a white light with a skilled examination. But the second thing he's got to do is use one of the new devices that are out there. In our office, we were the first private practice, I think, in the country to use a device called a Velscope. And basically, it's just a light, not invasive in any way. But with the lights out, we use this special light to look in the tissues. And it really is definitive. It makes normal tissues glow green. But abnormal tissues, even very early abnormal tissues, before the cancer, look like a black area. And I go, okay, I can see that now. And now I know what I need to take a biopsy of.
Wow. So would you recommend, if we see our dentist on a regular basis, that we, as good patient advocates for ourselves, because if we are not, no one else will be, ask our dentists for a good HPV or oral cancer mouth screening and ask our dentist straight up, do they use something like a Velscope?
I not only think so, but Dr. Oz did a whole segment on it. I think it was multiple days. And the conclusion by Dr. Oz, and again by the doctors, all of which are on our website, was that patients should demand a complete examination using a device like a Velscope every year, or every 6 months if you're a smoker. So there are two forms of oral cancer. Comes in two different forms. One is HPV. And that's what we hear about because of Michael Douglas, because it's sexual transmission, which is always of interest to the media. And so we get talked about that. That's more recent. Before that, the causes of oral cancer were always smoking and drinking, and doing both together is even worse. That's been the cause forever of oral cancer. And people who smoke and drink have a much higher chance of oral cancer than the regular population, all right? 15 times more likely.
And those are high numbers, and people do need to be their own best advocate. And Dr. Magid, in just about 10 seconds, tell people your website, where they can find out more information about you and the Velscope.
It's Advanced Dentistry of Westchester, or adofw.com.
adofw.com, and you can read more about this and be your own best advocate.
Segment on oral cancer.
A whole segment on oral cancer. Find out. Be your own best advocate. And insist that your dentist look for these things, give you the screening every time you go in. And that's the way that you can hopefully find it earlier. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.